I have next to talk to here, Mr. Into the Woods. My gosh, David Johnston. Been director and doing these major shows for so many years. Now, I'm at 30 years here. How many years are you at MAPPA now? Are you close? Are you 30 years yet?
Not quite.
Close.
1990, I came 1992. I started at MAPPA. So
yeah.
26.
26?
26, yeah. Yeah.
And you think of the shows over the years. My gosh. Oh, my gosh. We got the whole crew here. Oh, my gosh. It's
looky.
I got Hoku here. And she brought food. It's like we're going to be eating when we're talking. But maybe. Maybe. Bye. Why don't we get you over here, Hoku? And we've got Bob here. You can have a seat there. Gary. Gary. Oh, sorry. I was seeing you sideways, not front on. Okay. So let's go around the room now. I've been finding out through Peter's here doing social media. I've been finding out through Peter all about this Into the Woods that's coming up August 24th through September 2nd. And it's really the huge, huge production number that MAPPA does. It's so popular in the summertime. Now, you've done about, is this the sixth major production that you've done at the MAC?
Number six.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
We're still standing.
Yeah, you're still standing. Come on close. Come on.
I'm observing.
Oh, you're observing? Oh, well, then we're going to put Gary in front of the microphone and have you. We're going to do musical chairs and everyone's going to move around
okay.
here. I thought Hoku was going to be talking too, but we got the whole crew here, so... but this one is it's like a huge, huge, I don't know, the intensives you go through to decide what the big summer show is going to be. You go through a huge process to decide it. And what was the process in deciding Into the Woods?
Dartboard.
Thank you, Gary. Maybe I can bring that up a little later.
There we go. I don't think I'm on, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Am I? Okay.
Oh, you got bad headsets.
Yeah.
Bad headsets. Oh, we'll wear the other headset.
However, if you don't behave, we're going to turn you off very quickly.
So there's a dartboard put up, and I have to say congratulations. You did your move, which was a big deal. You moved from your location, and that was overcrowded, of course, right up on Main Street to across the street. And I literally was watching sometimes as you're rolling chairs and rolling furniture and rolling things across the street to the new location, which is right above the food court there, right on, what's the name of the promenade?
The promenade building, yeah. Actually, we still have the original building also. Mm-hmm. We still have our studios in that. So we have the property on one side over here that we've had for 10-some years. And then the new property, which is encompasses the promenade. There's a parking lot in the middle, and then that, you know, the green building that used to be the used to be a car
yeah.
place. That's ours also.
So it's wonderful.
We're buying up Wailuku.
Richard, Dan, watch out. We're gonna next thing you know, be taking over the pawn shop. I'm sorry.
We often sit in the office and go, whose idea was this to buy this property?
You're growing and you need it. And so you go through this huge deal every year and you pull out the dartboards. Thank you for that, Gary.
You're welcome.
But you have to really go through some soul searching about what you want to do with a few things in mind.
Absolutely.
What are some of the prerequisites for the choice of the shows?
Well, it's the big one is what's available. You know, we have a list of we want to do this, we wish, as they say in Into the Woods, we wish we could do these, but they aren't available. You know, something like
Hamilton, you can't get.
We won't get Hamilton.
Right.
No, I won't ever do Hamilton. Some future generation will. So, they just aren't available, and the shows that are really popular, like Wicked and things like that, they're gonna run forever. You know, we've said we wanted to do Phantom, but that thing I think is going to be on Broadway until we're buried.
Yeah, until we're gone.
Yeah.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the prime considerations, and then it's like, okay, what's underneath that? And part of the criteria is we have to choose something that the audience is going to respond to,
mm-hmm.
and because the MAC is hard to fill, and with audience members, and we also want to do something that has a relevance and a reason to do here on Maui that speaks to audiences here and offers them, you know, opportunities to share in the process, to learn, to grow, to feel and to think.
Well, Into the Woods also addresses the very important element of the fact that you've got a lot of talented people who are acting, and this gives them the opportunity to have a huge amount of great people involved in this cast. Now, all of the shows you've done has very large cast because you go the whole nine yards on this thing.
Right.
This is really a massive production, always. But how many people are in the cast of Into the Woods?
We have about 30 people in the actual cast, performers, and then add the orchestra and the backstage help and the tech people and all of that. And you know, we're getting up to 50, 60 people involved in the productions. It's huge.
Yeah, that is huge.
Yeah. We had, for the auditions for this show, we had over 70 people audition for
this show.
Isn't
that impressive?
It was a surprise.
So it makes it's hard to then, and they all want the main, well, there's a lot of lead roles on top of that. There's a lot of major roles in this.
This is a great show in that regard because they're prime little spots for people to shine in it. So, and the basic acting core is on stage all the time, so
including really Kathy
good.
Collins is in this one.
Kathy Collins, mm-hmm. Kathy Collins.
We love you, Kathy. And a lot of our favorites. We're going to go down the list of some of the people, and a lot of the names are going to be familiar to who are involved in Into the Woods. Again, Into the Woods is tickets are on sale now. Was I holding this upside down?
You
tickets
were.
Are on
I was sorry.
August 24th through September 2nd. Now, that's three days on August 24th, 25th, 26th, and September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, which will be the Labor Day weekend, I assume.
Correct.
So, again, now it's right side up. I was right side up if it was looking down, but...
You know what? That's kind of where I am in the production. It's like everything's upside down. So
on this one, let's go down some of the major players in the show. You want to jump on this, Gary?
You know, we were very fortunate when we decided, we finally narrowed it down to choosing this show. This is, for a lot of the talent on Maui, this is one of their bucket list shows. That they won't, you know, you can say 20 shows and on everybody's bucket list will be Into the Woods. So when we did finally come down to deciding on this show, everybody wanted to get in on it, which brought us, you know, the best talent available on Maui, and it's been wonderful. You know, starting things off just with going in the order of appearance as we have it here in our list, we've got, you know, the amazing Bob Wills, who's going to be our narrator and mysterious man, and he brings such a wonderful sense of storytelling to the entire process.
He's got
and
a great voice,
guide
too.
Us. Oh, God, it's wonderful.
So do you. You have a very good voice.
Thank you. That's really kind. But Bob's an amazing talent, and you know, people are just now starting to realize what a wonderful actor he is on top of his musicianship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to have him there. Of course, you know, everyone's fan favorite, Liana, back as Cinderella. She's amazing.
She is.
One of the best lyric sopranos we have on the island, and just a wonderful, wonderful actor in her own right. And then we've got this wonderful, unique situation here where we've got the mother-daughter combination
of
the Ottersons. You've got Kirsten and Keegan, so the K and K.
Mother-son,
oh,
not daughter.
Oops, mother-son. Sorry. But it's just, they're a wonderful
He's
pair to have.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Keegan. Oh, dear.
We're live.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
But, you know, they're just such a delight to work with. And this is my first opportunity to have worked with Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she's got a wonderful history here in performance on Maui. But for me, having my first time working with her has been just remarkable. She is an amazing singer, a deeply talented actor, and just an extraordinary human being. So it's been a lot of fun. And Keegan's grown enormously in the last couple of years in his work.
Did he grow up through MAPPA?
I would say so. I mean,
Keegan? No, not really.
All over the place, really.
He did. I think his first show with us was one of the summer productions. Fame or
no,
not Fame.
The one before Narnia.
No, it was Honk.
Oh.
Honk.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
But we're moving on down the talented cast.
Oh, we've got Logan Heller as the baker, and the combination of him and Lena Kruger as his wife. The two of them have a chemistry that's just electrifying. It's just fantastic. Cinderella's stepmother, Lisa Teichner, is always a delight.
Oh, I love Lisa.
Just a delight. Yeah, I mean, she's wonderful. We've got people who are new to us as well as the stepsisters, Monica Burney and Jackie Messier. They're fantastic, and I'm so glad that we found them and they came to us. It's really great. Perennial favorite Joey Schumacher is back as Cinderella's father. Little Red Riding Hood, Casey Hughes. Oh, my goodness. She is such a bright, shining soul, and she's brought such a great sense of humor and deliciousness to that part.
I like that.
It's wonderful.
Great description.
Francis Tawa, you know, the wonderful character that he is and everything, brings a wonderful spin to the wolf, and I think people are really going to enjoy it. We're finally able to get Ali Shore in a big show with us, and it's amazing and great. Her comedic timing is just sensational as the grandma. Rapunzel, we've got the great Sarah Jelly in there, and the princes. Oh my gosh, Ricky Jones and Jerry Iding, the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just kind of have to go, oh my gosh. Okay.
I know what you're saying, and Jerry, of course, is such
They're
a great
wonderful.
Prince,
right? They're just wonderful. Uh-huh. You can't help but smile. And then, of course, I've got my own shameless plug here. My husband, Jace, is the steward in this show. And, of course, Kathy Collins.
Love her, yeah.
When we saw that she was interested in the giant, for me, I was like, okay, we're done. It's got to be Kathy.
Yeah.
That's how I saw it. And then we've got, in two of the little minor roles, Jenna Mukai coming in as Snow White, and Haley DeForest, who's been in a number of our shows, as Sleeping Beauty. And then we've got a great ensemble of wonderful people who are going to also be moving all kinds of stuff around stage.
Well, I'm kind of assuming that everyone knows about Into the Woods because it was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
How many years ago was it out as a movie? 5 years, 6 years ago?
Yeah, it was more recent.
More recent.
Yeah.
I think it's only been 3 years.
Three years or something.
So a lot of people know it from that. But in case people happen to have missed it, you want to give people a little background about the story and what this charming story and fun story is all about.
I was looking to see if they brought the little blurb, but it's not on here.
Well, you know it by heart, David.
Well, it's a complicated story.
It is.
That's the interesting piece of this. It's basically fractured fairy tales, and the first act is almost a farce of just all of these people, you know, the fairy tale characters, Little Red Riding Hood wanting to go see her grandmother, and it's all about the wishes that they have, you know. Oh, I wish if only I had a bigger house. Oh, I wish if only I... And in the process of the first act, they win those wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
as you should in a fairy tale almost, right?
Yeah, but then... Mm-hmm. They discover in the second act that maybe that wasn't everything.
Great idea.
Yeah, and it's so they have to deal with the consequences of getting what they want, and that's where the huge moral lesson is there. But that's the surface level of it, and you know, I've been taking it into the title Into the Woods. What do the woods represent to these people? And it's a journey, I believe, into their own psyche, into their own selves, their own hearts, so that they have to go into the woods to discover who they are, what they truly believe, what's really important to them, and they learn lessons. Sometimes it's not the lessons they expected to learn, and it's scary, and it's life-changing for them. And then they have a responsibility to bring that new knowledge back out into the world, into their community, and share that and help their community grow.
I love it.
And
it's kind of just like life.
It is just like life.
And it's kind of a hero's journey of sorts, done with a real twist to it.
Bingo. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's sort of what I based it on. I'm a big Joseph Campbell
fan. Yes, Joseph Campbell. Yeah, well,
yeah, so.
It impacts almost every movie and play. Yeah.
Yes.
And you, what you have here is so many talented people involved. That you have this amazing respect going on, and I would imagine no room for divas at all, because everyone's like super talented and very, very experienced in these roles. So when that happens for you, and you know all these people, How do you get that all to play against each other to bring out even more from them than they already are and have?
Well, it's so fun because your energy is going right into the art form. You don't have to deal with all the personality kinds of conflicts and those issues. So your time is spent just exploring the characters, exploring the script. And I got to tell you, the actors, it's a dream cast. They really care for each other. They really love each other. And that shows in the product that we're creating, I think. And their willingness just to go for it in rehearsals, to really explore the dimensions of the characters and the scenes to the max, to the edges. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. There are a lot of times as a director, you spend a lot of time teaching acting and teaching people how to uncover their character. Uh-huh. In this show, there's a lot less of that, and it's where I'm able just to direct, to put the scenes together, and to be able to give them bits and pieces, and they're fleshing it out.
So that the next level, kind of.
It is at the next level.
Like you would do on a movie, right? Yeah, almost like what you bring people that level to the movie, right?
I think we've jumped to a higher professional level in terms of the talent.
I would totally agree. Now, you're famous for your choreography and kind of getting creative with the help of your great choreographers. Who's the choreographer in this one?
A woman named Yezzy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's only got one name, I think. So actually, she's got more than one name, but we just know her as Yezzy. So.
And are you going to once again recreate that constant flow of movement and with no set curtains drawn, or is it going to be just going?
I came to complain, and I can do this publicly now because I'm not getting any support. They took all the wheels off my set, so I can't push this.
Oh, no, they took
the wheels away from me.
It's stationary.
No. They've locked them away. I can't get to them.
No more hell on wheels, right?
No. I did manage to salvage two pieces on wheels, so I'm doing my best.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. So it's going to be a little different.
We took a little different approach to it, too. But the seamlessness of the transitions in the scenes, that's going to be there. It's just how we're accomplishing that this year is different. Mm-hmm. So it's much more basic, and it's a little bit simpler in terms of no massive set pieces are moving, but there are lots of pieces of set pieces that are moving to distinguish the
Hunchback. You had Notre Dame, and you had all these huge pieces that you've been moving over the years. So
actually, it's a relief.
Good. So he's actually confessed, folks. Music is always so wonderful and key. And again, just as we have fantastic actors. We have great singers on this island, so many talented singers who are here that I respect and honor. You know, it's been interesting over the years. I've seen so many talented people come, and it's so hard making a living as an actor and as a singer that you just have to really honor the fact that these people are continuing, obviously not, you know, maybe making money unless they're teaching how to sing or act, right? But can you give us a little idea of who's singing and the choir and what's involved there?
Well, there is no separate choir in this production. Mm-hmm. We're relying completely on our principals and a small core ensemble, which is really only about a dozen people. Mm-hmm. The beauty of this show is, you know, Sondheim is a unique animal.
Yes.
In the musical theater world, and which is one of the reasons why I think it's so intriguing to performers to want to come do it. For instance, we've assembled an orchestra that's, you know, the complete A team. It's the best in every one of their realms, playing in this pit, because people love to do Sondheim. It's challenging work. It's very specific. It's very precise. But everything has a purpose there. There's nothing that was put in as filler. Sondheim was so specific about everything he did, right down to whether a rhythm is dotted or a rhythm is straight.
So it's completely tied in with the acting.
Absolutely. And he uses those devices very well to help convey the storyline that he's trying to put
out. As you do in a movie.
Yeah. And it is a living, breathing soundtrack as this thing goes on. And it's just so exciting as we explore some of these things, and you take just the slightest little thing, and if you just move it this much to the left, you know, vocally, it makes a huge difference in the way the whole thing comes across.
So in that case, when you've been doing, I know lots of rehearsals, and by the way, people can go and see some of the live rehearsals that have been having. Peter Liu is here, and he's doing Facebook Live. But Peter has been also wonderful, and other people have been helping, showing some of the rehearsals going on at mm-hmm. your location here up the street. And people can go to your website and check some of those out, because it's kind of fun to watch, right? And they can go to MAPA.org and find those, right?
Correct.
Academy.org.
Yeah. Oh, Maui Academy. Thank you. Yeah. MauiAcademy.org, and they can see things like what you're doing.
Yes.
And those rehearsals. How do you handle working with the musicians? It's one thing when you have a stage that set up where you're working with the actors. You can't really merge the two at this point. You just have to do the soundtrack at this point to work with the actors, I assume, right?
Well, what we traditionally do, and we're continuing that process this year, is our first keyboard player is also our rehearsal accompanist. So she's working from an orchestra reduction of the main score.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two of us are there every night playing through a reduction of what the entire score sounds like to help the actors get through what they need to get through and to learn their music and so forth and so on. Then separately, I have the orchestra learning their music, and then we get together two or three times separately and just run through it. And it's really a little crazy if you ever come to one of the orchestra rehearsals, because I sing the entire show. It's a little schizophrenic, but that's all right. So are we. And I sing the entire show, all the parts. So that the orchestra, while I'm conducting, so the orchestra can get a sense of perspective as to where what they're doing fits in. Again, Sondheim is different. The orchestra parts do not double what the actors are singing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know your music, you're in trouble. In many times, it's in a reverse type of complementary basis, where the singers provide more of the melody line, and then the orchestra provides the detail. Instead of the other way around. And there's almost no doubling. So it's good for the orchestra to have some perspective as to what the songs actually sound like. Because if you don't have the melody line, all you're getting is and you're like, what is going on here?
So what's your favorite song to sing as you're singing the entire piece, the entire composition with them?
Oh, boy. I always lean towards the stuff that's sung by the baritones, because I think they're the underdogs in every show. Because
tenors for the underdogs.
Tenors get all the good stuff.
Yeah, they do.
So I kind of, I weep to myself often. So I love the duet between Our Mysterious Man and the Baker, No More. I think it's a gorgeous, beautiful song. And in fact, everything from that point on to the end of the show in the second act is so heart-achingly beautiful from a musical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not crying, there's something wrong with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's gorgeous.
That's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. And of course, you take this into consideration as well. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of great acting going on, but mm-hmm. you got to be able to sing to do these parts as well.
Oh,
we
yeah.
all know Jerry Iding, mm-hmm. and his voice, and we know a lot of these lovely people have been doing your musical numbers through the years, so you know what to expect out of them. How in this particular piece of Into the Woods do you highlight that into the acting and the setting and the staging and everything, David?
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. It is more complex, I think, than other shows we've done, and I do think it is because of that integration. Mm-hmm. You have to have chops in both of those worlds in order to make it work. And Sondheim's a master storyteller. His lyrics are incredible, and he set it up in a wonderful way for the actors. If you say the words and you understand what you're saying and you say them so everybody else can understand them, the story unfolds pretty effortlessly. I compare it to playing Shakespeare. There's a structure that he gives us, and just like Shakespeare gives us a structure, and if you learn that structure and are willing to work within it, it unlocks all sorts mm-hmm. of secrets for you, and it opens up the script to you. And I think Sondheim has mastered that.
And is this your first? This is your first Sondheim show for a summer production.
Yes, it is.
It is.
And I got to tell you, we've looked at this title over the years. I think it's on our list every year.
It is, yeah.
And I've been the one who's been kind of like afraid of it because I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
It's Sondheim.
Sondheim? Will anybody come see it? Will we get actors to audition? And you know,
it's so hard.
Yeah, and it's hard. Yeah, it was scary at first when we first
started
out.
But you love challenges, David.
Yeah, I know. this is a different challenge. This was a different kind of artistic challenge, and it's been a great ride so far. I hope it keeps up.
I mean, it's so interesting because right now you're putting all the pieces still together, but I mean, people who have never done these rehearsals have no idea the intensiveness,
right,
and the time,
yeah,
and the dedication and sacrifice that's mm-hmm. made, you know, for people whose lives are doing this, you know. So it's of course always a labor of love, but it's also more than that because the supporters who go to these shows in the summer have great pride in MAPPA. And they expect a lot out of you. You've set a very high bar for yourself, not from anyone else, but you have set a bar for yourself that's extremely high,
we
David.
We have, yeah.
And so you constantly have to, you know, keep that bar up there and you know, keep it going, right? It's a pressure, but it's part of that adrenaline that kind of makes it exciting, isn't it?
It is. It does make it exciting, yeah. It, you know, it's like having a... I like football and sports and things. It's kind of like, you know, you win a championship and then it's like, uh-oh, now what?
Yeah.
So we got to go win another one. Well, we might not win it, but we at least have to put that effort in mm-hmm. to try, you know.
Are you a coach too, Dave?
I think as a director, you're a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, Hoku's shaking her head yes on this one. Okay, because it's true. Hoku's been really a key element, and she's been really working with you very closely.
Hoku is our designated. What's the word I'm looking for? She's going to be taking over.
Heir apparent.
Heir apparent? Well, yeah. If you're going to say heir apparent, Hoku, just say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And you've been involved with MAPPA for years as well yourself, right? You've been studying with MAPPA for years.
Right before I left to New York to go study musical theater, I was with MAPPA. And then the day I touched back on Maui, I was with MAPPA again. So, mm-hmm. yes. Yeah. And then I've been with the company about 5 years, 6 years maybe now?
Now, I think it seems like theater has been having a renaissance in New York, definitely, and there's more interest than ever before, and huge amounts of money being made on Broadway, you know, and we're seeing, you know, our lovely historic Yale Theater and some of your shows. People are seeming to be very interested in theater again, and more than before. Do you see that there's a renaissance going on? Do you see more interest in theater?
I hope there is. I mean, that's what keeps us going. And I think part of that, what you're seeing and witnessing is that need for people to connect with each other. You know, it sounds a little cliche, but it's all of the stuff that happens on the internet and on your computer, and you get isolated from that human contact. We barely make phone calls anymore now. It's
tell
texting
me about it.
Things.
Some people get upset if you call them now.
Yeah,
I mean, really,
yeah.
True. It's like, why are you calling me?
Yeah.
You didn't ask me to text. You didn't text me to say if it's okay to call first. You're supposed to ask if I can take a call, right?
It's gotten so complicated.
I know. Well, you know, theater and your theater, I you know, I adore you, and I think MAPPA is amazing, and it's a huge part of our community. This whole staff is just fantastic, and Peter hasn't said more than two words, I don't think. But
I want to just circle back to a second to the previous question, because it's one of the things we're trying to do is to create a richer experience between the audience and the shows, and to involve the audience more with the process. So that's why the videos on the rehearsal process, the opening up of the rehearsal process for people to come see, because it's really a fascinating journey, and to watch it be put together, and you begin to understand all the details that have to go in, and the reason it takes so much time.
It's its own into the woods.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
it's its own journey. Yeah, yeah. Well, we have about a minute left, and I'd be really mistaken if I didn't mention this creative Peter Liu's idea of this little QR code at the bottom of different posters you see around.
And coffee sleeves.
Oh, and there's, yes, and show those too. And people can actually get some little lovely messages when they go to these. And if you enter, there's a contest going on. So if you enter and get all the different ones, do you want to tell real quickly, Toku, how that works?
Yes. So across Maui in coffee shops and places we can hang posters, there are five different QR codes that if you scan and you find the five different ones of some of our wonderful singers singing on them, if you collect all five and you email us at marketing@mauiacademy.org. If you email the five and let us know that you found them all, you can win two tickets to our opening weekend of Into the Woods.
It's wonderful. And tickets are on sale at the MAC, and the good tickets, opening night and everything, go fast. So we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much. It's such a pleasure having you. Aloha.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.